The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. That very day, the first day of the week, two of Jesus' disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus, and they were conversing about all the things that had occurred. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them, but their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" They stopped, looking downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, said to him in reply, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. How our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it is now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are! How slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all the scriptures. As they approached the village to which they were going, he gave the impression that he was going on farther. But they urged him, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them, and it happened that while he was with them at table, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. And it happened that while he was with them at table, with that their eyes were opened and they recognized him, but he vanished from their sight. Then they said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?' So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them who were saying, 'The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of bread." The Gospel of the Lord. In the Acts of the Apostles, just after the apostles received the Holy Spirit, Peter addressed those who were gathered. And the highlights of what he said to them are God's plan of salvation fulfilled through Jesus. That he was the Messiah, that he suffered and died, that was part of God's plan, and that he rose from the dead. Gospel account from St. Luke. It's a reading from Luke, who does a masterful account of two disciples who encounter Christ. They had left Jerusalem after the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, and we can sense their dismay, and we might say disbelief, that Jesus truly rose from the dead. They admit to Jesus that they heard the accounts of his glorious resurrection, but it seems that they had given up all hope and that they were returning to their former way of life. If Jesus was the Messiah, he would not have had to die. When we look deeply into the scriptures for this weekend, we can see that Cleopas and his companion are first nourished with the word as Jesus explains all that pertain to him in the scriptures, beginning with Moses and all the prophets. Then they experience him when they stop for the night in the breaking of the bread. And then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, although he vanished from their sight. They returned to Jerusalem to meet with the 11 and those gathered with them, and excitedly exchanged their experience with that of Simon, Mary Magdalene, and the others. What a beautiful experience of souls reliving their encounter with the risen Christ. But what about us? Are we not exactly like them? Is our faith weak because we fail to recognize Jesus even when he is next to us? Christ died and rose from the dead for us, as well as for the disciples. Do we not believe that we are immensely loved by the one living and true God? Do the scriptures not remind us of that great love? Let us not be modern-day Cleopas's or his unnamed companion, journeying about aimlessly. Know that God is with us no matter what happens. Let us be willing to spend some time, just as the apostles did, time in prayer, fasting, and becoming more familiar with sacred scripture and all that it has to tell us.